Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to Voice of the Cape Drive Time. From the International Red Cross to Islamic Relief, who are in East Africa. They're on a collection relief drive in East Africa, and joining us online is Islamic Relief COO Yusuf Mohammed. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, brother Shafiq, and to the listeners of VOC.
Okay, tell us very quickly, what exactly are you targeting in East Africa? We know there's lots of problems there, lots of refugees from Somalia. We know there's famine there, all sorts of problems. What's your focus?
Again, shukran, Brother Shafiq, for inviting us to the show. As we know, the crisis in East Africa has been going on for nearly 6 years now. The first crisis in 2011 took the lives of nearly 250,000 people before it was declared a famine. And now, over the last year or so, with a severe low rainfall, the situation has just gotten worse. So there's a severe water shortage in Somalia at the moment, along with Kenya, South Sudan, and Ethiopia. Our focus currently is in Somalia, where nearly 6.2 million people are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance. We have about half of those people are severely food insecure, and almost 200,000 children under the age of 5 that are suffering from acute malnutrition. So our interventions currently focus around providing water and food assistance, and then also medical and health support. And then to a limited extent, we also do non-food item support, such as shelter and clothing.
Now, are you focusing your work? Are you working in any particular area of Somalia?
The camps are primarily situated around the main metropole areas. So around Mogadishu, we have several camps where Islamic Relief is currently operational. And yeah, so most of the population in Somalia, as we know, are nomadic people. So they move towards these centers at the time when there is a crisis, as with the previous crisis. We have the people moving in large numbers towards these camps. And that's where most of our efforts are focused at the moment.
Now, are you able to make a significant difference or a significant dent in this absolutely horrific cycle of poverty and famine and drought that we are seeing across large sectors of East Africa? It's difficult to put it into words, I know. I think one's got to go there and actually feel the dry earth to actually feel the consequences of what's happening in that part of the world.
No, as you rightfully said, Shafiq, it's difficult to imagine. We are fortunate that we, in a way fortunate, but also in a way it's very sad to hear the reports that are coming through on a weekly basis. We get updates from our field workers who are on the ground in Somalia at the moment. And, you know, we hear of harrowing stories of how children are being turned away, literally children that have literally 5 days to live, you know, based, obviously, only Allah knows how long we have to live, but based on a preliminary examination, they determine the extent of the acute malnutrition that the children are suffering, and based on that, they determine or they estimate how many days the child has to live. And the field workers that I've spoken to have told me how they have to tell parents that, look, we can't attend to your child, although your child is estimated to only be able to live for another 5 days, but we can't attend to your child because the priority dictates that there are children who are only have an estimated 1 or 2 days to live that has to be attended to first. So this is the, you know, the reality of the situation in Somalia. As you know, you questioned whether we can make a dent in the poverty there. As we know, the Somali people are not looking for handouts. The situation there at the moment, because of the crisis, dictates that we have to provide whatever humanitarian assistance we are able to at this moment because of the crisis. It's not that, you know, people are looking for assistance to get onto their feet because there are because there are resources available. The current situation is that there's absolutely no or very little resources, especially water, and people are dying on a daily basis. We have heard accounts of families that have made their ways to the camps. The story of Fatuma now is well known. It's been documented by our deputy director of Islamic Relief in the UK, who was in Somalia just before Ramadan, and he spoke to Fatuma, Sister Fatuma, firsthand, and how she had to bury three of her children on the way to the camp. The brother Salah, from our UK office, was down during Ramadan, and I spoke to him personally, and he told me with tears in his eyes of this child. I can also not forget his name now. His name is Bilal Hassan. He told me of how he was holding Bilal Hassan in his hands, looking at his father, who had this blank expression on his face, because when they had left their village towards Mogadishu, their family consisted of 9 people, him, his wife, and 7 children. By the time they had reached the camp, it was only the father and Bilahi who had survived. And this is the situation in Somalia that is playing itself out as we are speaking here right now.
In fact, maybe just to explain to people listening to us that a famine has got to be the most harrowing thing to cover as a journalist or to deal with as a humanitarian aid worker, because a famine, to be totally blunt about it, is a 6-week passage to death, and it's slow motion death, and sometimes the frustrations are a person can't do too much about it unless there is a medical and a serious intervention. Yusuf, I'm sure you'll agree with me on that perspective, that famine has got to be the most difficult thing of all to deal with and to cope with.
It surely is, Brother Shafiq. And the sad thing is, you know, when we hear of these types of events that are happening, or we hear and we know of the famine, we see it. We've seen video footage that have been relayed to us by our field workers. Not that they want to, you know, indulge in, as we know today, you know, they speak of poverty porn.
Yeah.
You know, to use these types of images in order to just raise funds for NGOs. But we need to communicate the message of what is happening in Somalia to the world out there. Unfortunately, the majority of the main news channels are not covering the story. They are not covering the story at all. And it's organizations like ours and others like us that are in Somalia that we have a duty to convey the message of the people of Somalia, of South Sudan, as I said, Ethiopia and Kenya. It is our duty to communicate their message to the world out there.
So, Yusuf, somebody listening to us right now, how can they make a difference? Somalia is a country that's close to my heart. I've been there, and I've seen everything that you've described firsthand. It will be with me for the rest of my life. How do we make a difference?
Alhamdulillah, Brother Shafiq, we have embarked on a fundraising drive with the Muslim Judicial Council. And the MJC was visited by the Somali ambassador to South Africa, and who actually also pleaded with our ulama to do something to assist the Somali community or the Somali population. And we have partnered with the MJC on this fundraising drive, and the MJC, through the masajid, are also going to be this Friday doing a Jumu'ah collection in aid of the famine in Somalia. Very soon we'll be visited also by some of the members of parliament from Somaliland. You know, Somaliland is
it's a different territory,
different territory, but they are also going through a similar situation of famine or pre-famine, and we'll be visited by them. We've already spoken to some of the officials who have engaged with Islamic Relief Office in Somaliland, in Hargeisa, and they will be coming soon also to South Africa, and we'll be taking them around to the various masajid to inform people and, you know, of really what the extent of the crisis in the region. So Islamic Relief is on the ground. As I said, there are other organizations as well. The important thing that I would like to advise the listeners of VOC is, you know, to do something, and don't consider whatever you do to be too little, because all the little bits contribute towards the relief effort. So you can go online to make a donation online. You can visit our offices. You can visit the offices of the NJC, or on Friday, as I said, if you're going to Jumu'ah, at the masjids that are doing the collection, then make a contribution or pledge your donation at Jumu'ah on Friday. And all of these funds then will be channeled through Islamic Relief to our office that is in Somalia.
Yusuf Muhammad, COO, Islamic Relief South Africa, talking to us about the drive to help the people of Somalia. So this Jumu'ah, if a collection boxer go waves past your face at a local mosque near you, put that cash in there, because that money could save a life in Somalia. So put money into that collection box, be generous, and you can make a difference. Yusuf Muhammad from Islamic Relief, shukran, thanks a lot, and everything of the best.
Shukran, Brother Shafiq, and shukran to the listeners, of course, to the Kedi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.